It is time for the Eric Nadel Show. It's brought to you by the Low T Center, Do You Know Your Numbers, and our friends over at Globe Life. And joining us from Cincinnati is not only Hall of Famer, play-by-play voice of the Rangers, Eric Nadel, but Hall of Fame voice of the Cincinnati Reds in his 46th season. These guys are friends. These guys are contemporaries. And Eric will even call this man one of his idols, Marty Brenneman, who joins us again on the show. Gentlemen, how are we doing today live from Cincinnati?
We're doing great. There's so much more beauty sitting next to me than there normally is.
In your face, Hixie.
What kind of nice comment is that to make about Matt?
Matt's here? I did not know that.
Hey, guys, I'm going to do everything I can to set radio back a half a century in the next few minutes.
Well, I don't know about all that. Last time we had you on, you were you had a fantastic segment with us. We got a lot of positive response, and our buddy Tim Collins is, you know, known you for a long time and is such a fan. He's like, you realize we're going to have 86 years of play-by-play voice, each guy representing one organization. You guys have been with, both of you have been with the same team this whole time. And so, Marty, we'll start with you. This is your 46th year. This is your final year of broadcasting. What all for you has kind of gone into this decision, and what has this felt like doing this year, your final year for the Reds so far?
Well, I wanted to retire last year, and I wanted to do the last game of the season, and then the club announced the next day that I had officially retired, and that didn't sit well with them. They felt like it wasn't fair to the fans. It wasn't fair to the club. And so I agreed to come back this year, and you know, so far, other than the recognition that I've gotten from ballparks that I was in for the final time. Cleveland yesterday did a very nice thing on their board, or day before, I should say. It's been, you know, same old, same old. I mean, nothing really has changed a lot. I'm sure that'll change the last month or a month and a half as far as the Reds are concerned. I have no idea what their plans are, but I know that they're planning some things to do to recognize the fact that I'm hanging it up. But I really wanted to go away without any fanfare at all, and that didn't work out too well.
Yeah, we're not going to allow that to happen on our end either. Again, 46 years with the Reds, and Skin mentioned Eric's been with the Rangers for 40 years, and it's such an honor to have two Hall of Famers on with us simultaneously. I've never even heard of this happening. But Eric, let's ask you now, with regard to Marty, what is it, in your opinion, that makes him special at his craft?
Well, there's a whole lot of things. Most important for me is that he speaks his mind. You always know his opinion. And the nature of our art has changed. You know, back in the old days, Red Barber and those guys, they didn't express any opinions. All they did was describe the action, and they thought you weren't supposed to express any opinions, but as a result, there was very little personality on those broadcasts. I see Marty as one of the pioneers who changed the entire style of baseball broadcasting to insert opinion into it, insert personality into it, and make it a whole lot more interesting.
Thank you very much. You know, I following up on what Eric said, why should we not have an opinion? I mean, we watch this team play day in and day out. We are with them during the ups. We're with them during the downs. Why should we not have an opinion? Having said that, I realize that's not the easiest road to travel. I'm sure that when I do my last game here in September, there are going to be a fairly sizable contingent of players that will be saying in the Reds dugout, thank God. I really believe that, but I've never been concerned about whether players like me or not. That's not what I'm here for, to have players like me. And I'm old enough to be their grandfather to begin with. So I've never worried about my lack of popularity in the clubhouse, because my job, if the people who turn on that radio every night and they don't like Marty Brenneman, they don't like Matt Hicks, they don't like Eric Nadel, then we're not going to be employed very long. Because they are the final critic. We love you or we don't love you, and if we don't love you, we don't want to listen to you anymore.
And that's it. It's about credibility. And, you know, you're the voice of the team. You're the voice of hope, but you also need to tell them what you see, you know, and then analyze it. You know, it's observe, describe, react. Those guys, Red Barber and those guys, they didn't react.
No.
They observed and described. The third part of it, which to me makes listening to games on the radio so entertaining, is the reaction of the announcers, the analysis, and the, you know, how they're interpreting the way the team is playing.
you know, part of that too is like you're basically you're a conduit for fans in a lot of ways, and fans want to feel the emotion of, especially for y'all situation where you're describing it, doing the radio broadcast, you're not watching the game, so we're seeing the game through your eyes, and if you're not emotionally invested in the thing, it's going to be hard for the fans to be emotionally invested. You guys got to figure out a way to be reasonable, do your job, but also feel have it to where the fans can feel invested in the game. I'm sure you guys are aware of that, but I don't know, are you conscious of that? Do you feel like you have to do that, or are you just doing things the way that you feel like they need to be done?
I think you do what comes naturally. I mean, I'm going to react to what I see on the field. If it's something unusual, I'm going to react to that. If somebody hits a dramatic home run, I'm going to react to that. If a guy drops a fly ball with two outs in the ninth inning and allows a tie-in and winning runs to score, I'm going to react to that too. I just think it's a reactionary type of thing, and it's nothing that you can plan. If you try to do something and it's contrived, I'm not good enough to do that. I whatever I say is of something that I say spontaneously, and it's all born out of the emotion of the moment.
You know, and I think the most important thing is the fans realizing that we're having fun doing this,
exactly.
That we're having fun being here.
Yep.
And carrying that, that's one of the things that, you know, I initially learned listening to Marty, you know, back before I even started doing baseball. And I was a hockey announcer, you know, hearing Marty do some of those World Series and stuff. This guy's really having a good time, and he's got a smile in his voice all the time. And that's such a big part, I think, of the radio announcers who connect with their fans over a long period of time.
This is such an honor for us and our listeners. Marty Brenneman, 46 seasons calling Reds baseball. Eric Nadell, 40 years calling Rangers baseball. Two Hall of Famers, both with just one team. And you can just hear it in Marty's voice. Marty, you don't need to go. You can keep going for as long as you want to go. You're throwing fastballs and have not lost any velocity. And I want to go back in time, though, to your rookie season. We've got a little piece of audio here we want to play for you. Our buddy Tim Collins pulled this for us. This is Marty calling a five-run, ninth-inning comeback in his first year in 1974, capped by a Tony Perez walk-off.
The pitch. Fly ball! Center field! It's all over! It's all over! The Reds win it! The Reds win it! The Reds win it! A home run to center field by Tony Perez! The Reds win it! The Reds win it! 14-13! Perez with a home run to center field! The Reds have scored five times in the ninth inning, and the Reds win on a Tony Perez home run to center field. Oh, my golly. Holy cow, what a finish.
I hurt myself.
Hey. Before you started saying this one belongs to the Reds?
No, I was saying it, but I forgot to say it. That game, it's interesting that Tim pulled that game out, because that's the game that made me realize I had arrived as a successor to a guy by the name of Al Michaels. And I it was the first game of a twilight doubleheader against the Giants at Riverfront right after the All-Star break. And, that's the last thing in the world I expected to happen, and I lost my mind, and people called our flagship station, WLW Radio, all night long to hear the call again. And that was a game that was a defining moment for me. I felt like if I could get people up to placing a phone call to hear a particular radio play-by-play call, then I must be doing something right.
Wow, that is fantastic. Well, hey, you were doing something right, and you obviously have been doing it right for 46 years. And now we're not going to let Eric get by here without revisiting his rookie year. Let's go back to Eric Nadell with the Rangers starting lineup versus the Yankees in his first year back in 1979.
Buddy Bell, the third baseman in the cleanup spot. Richie Zisk hitting fifth in right field. Oscar Gamble, designated hitter, will bat sixth. Jim Sundberg catching, batting seventh. Rookie Pat Putnam at first base hitting eighth. And Nelson Norman, the shortstop, will bat ninth. Ferguson Jenkins on the mound.
Ooh, what was wrong with that?
I had inhaled a little bit of helium prior to that.
I was going to say, man, where did we get that clip of Jared Sandler calling the Rangers in 1970?
See, Jared in 20 years will probably sound like I sound now.
Yeah.
I was actually Norman.
40. Hands of gold.
I was thinking about that. I was listening to Marty now and listening to that early clip, and then listening. At what point does your voice get that mature sort of sound? Because, you know, that's That's what I'm really accustomed to with you guys now.
I was 27 then, and there were people in the Ranger organization in my first year who said, you got to get rid of this guy. His voice isn't good enough. And fortunately, about the time I turned 30, my voice started to deepen and to mellow, and I'm really grateful to the Rangers for putting up with me for the 2 or 3 years until my voice changed. Hopefully we'll do that with Jared, too.
Oh, that is awesome. This is such a pleasure.
So anyway, I wrote something special for Marty. I don't want
to
get away
please.
Before
is this
I
a
get
limerick?
A chance. It absolutely
I'm
is.
I'm honored. Are you going to give me a copy of
Here
that?
Here we go. You got it.
All right, pal.
Here we go. Kids listen to you in their beds with smartphones tucked under their heads. There's nobody snoring till your voice is roaring. Now this one belongs to the Reds.
Well,
we're not done.
We're still going, yes.
Three stanzas. You've ticked off the fans of the Cubs and maybe a few other clubs. But it's always been fun. Yes, it's been quite a run in ballparks and quite a few pubs. It's 46 years for you, Marty. You even called Warren Cromartie. The Reds without Brenneman, it can't be. But then again, it's your call. So, baby, let's party.
Very good.
Yes.
Here you go.
Thank you. I'm honored. I'm honored. Thank you very much. Your book is really good.
You've been limericized. Thank you.
Your book is really good.
That is incredible. Well done. Well done. And we've got one more little tribute here. Go ahead and roll it, Shippy.
Larkin swings and hits a drive. Deep left field. This one belongs to the Ring.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon, and here's Mike Marshall's first pitch plateward. Swung on, a looper, left center field, a base hit. Here comes Cheney, the throw to the plate, and this one belongs to the Red.
Larkin running, pitch is swung on, hit the deep right field, down the line, home run. Deion Sanders, a three-run home run to right.
Wow, how about that?
Get the Deion call in there. Nice.
Yeah.
Seems like there should be a song out there with the line, this one belongs to the Reds, as part of the refrain.
Yeah.
I don't agree. Yeah, we'll find somebody to write that.
The mistake guys. I made was not copywriting it. their guys making a lot of money off that thing. It's not me.
Guys, can't tell you what an honor this was. And Eric, a beautiful limerick. And we appreciate that. And Marty, congratulations on 46 seasons. And Eric on 40 years with the Rangers. And honestly, on behalf of all fans of baseball, you guys have made the games better. You've made the game of baseball better. You've made it more enjoyable for so many of us. And thank you for everything. And hopefully many more games to go.
Right. Thank you very much, guys. Enjoyed it immensely. Thank you.
All right, there they go. Eric Nadel and Marty Brenneman, 46 seasons with the Reds. Eric Nadel, 40 seasons with the Rangers. That, my friends, is broadcasting royalty. Thank you to Tim Collins for putting that together and making that happen.